So looking at cancers without a non-operative diagnosis, so by definition you'd be thinking that they would be having two operations, then you can see there were 193 of those, 513. Some of them had no further surgery, so they only had a diagnostic operation. Some of them did have another operation, i.e. they had a therapeutic operation. So most of the invasive ones did have a therapeutic operation, as did a smaller proportion, actually, of the non-microinvasives. And the sorts of cases with another operation, 39% of them were grade 1, and on this side, 11% of them had a low cytonuclear grade. So these are the ones that go on down there. So if we look then, cases with no further surgery, so that's taking this row here, the ones where you only had a diagnostic operation, then these are those cases. And you can see the first, we've got 10 where the diagnostic operation was a mastectomy, which I think we need to have a look at. Most of them did actually have breast-conserving surgery. And what we're saying is that for the majority of these, they did have clear margins. Well, let's hope so with the mastectomy. But the majority of these cancers, the breast-conserving surgery, so they did a wide local excision and the margins were clear, and that's why they didn't do another operation. You can see, again, we've got the LCIS down here, but really the LCIS is not an issue in any of these sorts of slides. 25 of these are in Scotland, but I think it's because we don't know what the margins were for those cases. And again, we had that problem last year, and I think it's about the database needing to be updated.